Right. Let's turn to something completely different. I mean, we've had lots and lots of rain. And for people who have gardens and love using plants to, I would think, find a focus that is actually quite relaxing and quite enjoyable, but to also add value to the place where they live, either material value if they're thinking of renting or selling, or just aesthetic and even psychological value. So we thought we'd have a conversation now as we approach summer. People may have a little bit more time on their hands through December, and invite to the show Joy Pala, garden designer from Organic Kitchen Design, to spend some time with us on our weekly feature, Your House, Your Home. Joy, welcome, and thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much, John, for the invite.
If you are doing the garden because it's going to potentially improve the value of your house, even if you have no immediate plans to sell, do you think you might, in a way, miss out on some of the pleasures of actually just improving the place that you live and hopefully love?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's going to be one of those situations where it's a double benefit,
yes.
Right? It's always going to be a double benefit, because if you're thinking about selling, one of the things that I get called to do when homeowners are ready to sell is to say, can you come and look at the garden and fix a few things and help us enhance it? Because they know that potential buyers, that's the first thing that they're going to see before they even look at the interior of the house. So you want to make sure that people are feeling a little bit more relaxed in the environment. They're liking what they see as the first impression, you know, everything being coordinated from your lawn to your outdoor living spaces. Everything just makes sense just from the outset. So it's going to be a benefit for you if you're looking to sell, but it's also going to be a benefit for you if you're living in the environment, because you are going to be directly receiving the benefits of a well-designed garden, whether it's going to be hosting friends over, having parties now in December. Everything just works, and it's beneficial, like you said, psychologically and mentally and all of that.
So Joy, I'm sure many people who know what you do would say to you, oh, I've got to go. I've got so much space and I really don't know where to start. Where should we start if we're kind of, we may have a couple of odd trees here and there, but it's all looking pretty scrappy?
Yeah, look, I mean, for me, the most important thing to think about is how you want to use the space. How do you want to use the space when you have friends over? How do you want to use the space when you are by yourself and it's just you and your family? So it's a need-based approach that you need to take. That's the first thing. If you have small children, you have to be thinking, how do I want my children to play? How do my children want to play in the garden? They're a little bit older, so incorporating them into the planning. So it has to start from how you want to use the space, how you want to feel when you are in the space. It's not really just a matter of putting together a couple of trees, having the lawn in the middle, and then, you know, you are stuck with an end product that's there, but you don't really use it. You paid for it, but you don't really use it because you didn't think about how you wanted to use space in the first place.
Right. So Joy, one of the things I remember from growing up, my parents loved flowers, so there'd be rose beds and so on, and I loved with my friends kicking a football around as hard as we possibly could. And the conflict with the roses was twofold. The one is we went through a lot of plastic balls, but when we had a leather ball, we tended to smash up the flowers. And the question I wanted to ask you this, is there some sort of planning that you should do if you are a family multi-generational about how a garden can evolve over time? Because when kids are really little, they're not going to damage them, but trust me, when they're 6 or 7, you're going to be having to keep replacing the flowers.
Absolutely. Spatial configuration is key. Just as much as, you know, if you're building a house, you're thinking about the family room, you're thinking about the kitchen, you're thinking about the bedrooms. And all those spaces don't coexist in just one long open space. You know, there's divisions in the home. And the same thing needs to happen in the garden. So, for example, in your situation, what ought to have happened is a section of the garden should have just been dedicated to like half a soccer pitch or even a quarter of a soccer pitch.
Right.
All of your mom's valuable roses should not have been in that garden. There should have been a separate rose garden for her.
Too late.
A bit of a seating area, right? A bit of a seating area so she can entertain her friends. She can do book clubs in that space, and she does not have to compete with your soccer activity.
Thanks very much, Joy Parler. My parents were probably better at rose growing than I was at football. But yeah, and I remember we went through loads and loads and loads actually of plastic balls, and we kind of patched them up and found a way to keep playing with them, but not for very long as they went back into the thorns. 702 Drive still to come on the show. A lot of you are talking about Cyril Ramaphosa and the growing sense that he's being pushed to resign, both from his own thoughts about his circumstances, and I'll share some of my own about that a little bit later, but also from other people within the African National Congress. Just to tell you, if you were wondering if that 7 o'clock meeting of the ANC-NEC was going to be tonight, it's being moved. They were going to have it on Zoom, which I must admit I was really astounded about, given the hackability of those kinds of platforms, and they've had problems with that before. They've moved it to tomorrow, and it'll be held at Nasrec. So that will become another focal point. Also a focal point, Durban, the state of readiness of the beaches for the festive season. Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda is our guest on that story at 4:10.